the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team, Jim Poplava and Chris Prytower.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jim Poplava, and welcome to another edition of Lifetime Planning.
And I'm Chris Prytower, and for today's edition of Lifetime Planning, you know, there's so much negativity in the news. We're hearing so much about articles of impeachment, for example. So today we decided we would take a more positive tone and discuss articles of peaches. Jim, there's so much research about peaches. We thought we would just go over certain articles of peaches.
Now, you're talking about health benefits, right?
Yeah, of course. Actually, I've got a better idea. You know, it's end of year, and there are so many gifts that really have value. It's not just some present that it's under the tree and then it goes, you know, you give it away. There are gifts that can be considered an investment or a gift that keeps on giving. So let's talk about gifts that have value even after the present is unwrapped.
Yeah, I want to begin, and this is going to be financial and health related today because the theme is the gift that keeps on giving. And a lot of you parents or maybe grandparents are thinking, I'd like to give something to my grandchildren that would really help them in the long run. And one of the best things you can do for your grandchildren, or if you're a parent, if you're thinking, for example, my kids have told me, hey, our kids are getting old enough, they got enough toys. And so this year, Mary and I are giving 529 plans. Now, if you're not familiar with a 529 plan, it's a special plan that is set up to accumulate assets, investment assets for education. And under the new tax bill, it could be used for private school and grade school or for college. So as whatever the investments are made in, normally you'll be investing in mutual funds. And especially if you start this at an early age, let's say at the birth of a grandchild, you've got a long time to accumulate assets. And the great thing about it, if used for education, it is completely tax-free. And so a lot of grandparents, a lot of our clients are saying, gosh, I'd like to do something for my grandkids that will be remembered, something that's going to help them along the road of success. And you know what? Helping to pay for college education, and more importantly, Chris, paying for that college education with tax-free dollars. I can't think of a better gift. If you're a grandparent and you're thinking, you know, what do I get my new grandchild? Think of this. If the stock market has produced rates of return over, let's say, a 100-year period, and over 30-year periods, the rates of return have been somewhere in the neighborhood of basically 10%. So if you were to give $1,000 right now, let's say at the birth of a grandchild, compounding over 10%, by the time they get to be 18, Chris, that would be worth $5,500, over $5,500, almost a 5 or 6-fold increase during their young adult life. And imagine if you were to do that each year, this would be, let me just do another calculation here. This is one of those golly gee whiz kind of things. So let's say you were, as a grandparent, were to give $1,000 every single year, and you were to do this over an 18-year period, and let's just assume a long-term rate of return of 10%, that would be almost $46,000 by the time that child got to age 18. So it's either $5,600 or it's $46,000, and just think of what that would do towards paying 18 years from now. That's probably going to be 1 year's tuition at a state university. But anyway, it's a great gift because it compounds tax-free. It could be used for education, even could be used for private education before college.
Well, and also, not only does the compound interest work for that child that will be going to college, but think about all the headlines we hear about how student loan debt can really set back someone's financial success. So it really can be a major help for that child. And, you know, we hear the axiom, Jim, that people don't plan to fail. They just simply fail to plan. So financial plans are obviously something we do here at Financial Sense, but let's talk about that, Jim, because 75% of Americans manage their own finances with no help from a professional, according to a new CNBC and Acorns Invest in You Savings survey, and only 17% said that they use a financial advisor.
One of the things that would be a great gift that keeps on giving would be a financial plan. So maybe you are a grandparent, you have your children, maybe you have a child that just recently got married, they're starting a family, they're starting that family, they're just into the job force, or maybe you know somebody that is maybe 10, 15, 20 years away from retirement. Why not give a gift, find an advisor you trust, or one that's reputable. You can look up at the College of Financial Planning Advisors. Give the gift of a financial plan. Because think of individuals that get married. Let's say you have a child, a daughter, son that just got married. They're out in the workforce. They're out of school. They're starting out life. Why not give the gift of a financial plan and put them on the road to success financially? One of the big criticisms about a university education, I don't care if you're majoring in engineering, you're going to medical school, you're going to law school, they teach you how to earn a lot of money as a result of the degree you're getting, but they don't teach you how to manage your finances. One of the things that's on my to-do list is I'm going to write a book, Chris, on planning for professionals. It's going to be aimed at doctors, lawyers, people that are high earners in the middle, upper middle class range because of their incomes and the professions they're in, but they don't learn how to manage money. And the other market I want to aim it for is I'm a big football fan, and it's a tragedy to hear about these athletes that will start out life where they're getting million-dollar contracts, multi-million-dollar contracts. And of course, if you're in football, you can start out making that kind of money, and it doesn't take more than one serious injury, and your career can be cut short. The average stay is between 4 or 5 years. And so we are taught how to make a lot of money in society by the colleges we go, the professions we choose, whether it's professional sports or it's a lawyer, a doctor, a dentist, but we're not taught how to manage money. So one of the best things you can do is give somebody the gift of a financial plan.
Speaking of books, Jim, there are a number of books that can influence a child to thinking about money. I'm reminded of that joke where the mom says to the son, "Does it look like I'm made of money?" And the son says, "Well, isn't that what mom stands for, is made of money?" But, you know, the first book that I ever heard about that was for kids to get them aware of money was by Dave Ramsey. You know, Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman are two financial pundits that are more geared toward the consumer. But Jim, what are some of your favorite books that might be a recommendation that you'd have to really helping kids learn about money?
You know, you just mentioned one of them. Dave Ramsey has written a book called Smart Money, Smart Kids. Two others that I think that are worthy. One is called The Opposite of Spoiled, Raising Kids Who Are Grounded, Generous, and Smart About Money by Ron Lieber. That's LIEBER. And then another book is called Make Your Kids a Money Genius, Parent's Guide for Kids 3 to 23 by Beth Koblinner, and that's Koblinner. And, you know, this is something I can't tell you what a wonderful thing it'll be to teach your kids how to manage money at an early age. You know, it was one of the things, because I started out my career as a financial planner, well, actually 3 years after corporate life, you know, I got my CFP back in 1981. So one thing that Mary and I decided that we were going to do is we were going to let our kids be kids until they graduated from eighth grade. But when they graduated from eighth grade, we basically told them, you got to go out and get a job. And, you know, even when they were kids, we were giving them allowances and we set up bank accounts so they could build up in from their allowance and save money. So if they wanted to buy something special, a Nintendo game or whatever it was, we taught them how to save and put money away. And that is a gift they have taken on into their adult life. In fact, I'll never forget this funny story, and I'm not going to say which son it was. And because of the neighborhood we lived in, the school they went to. It was more of an affluent neighborhood. And I remember my son coming to me, and this was about a couple weeks before his 16th birthday. And he said, Mom and Dad, I needed to have a talk with you after dinner. And I thought, oh my God, this can't be good. And so I remember my son walking into my study, and my wife was there. And he sat down in the chair, and he says, well, you know, I'm turning 16 in a couple of weeks. And I said, yeah. And I said, would you like to have a party, have your friends over? He said, well, we need to something more serious. We need to talk about what kind of car I'm getting. I just kind of looked at him. I said, what kind of car? I said, why would you be getting a car? And he said, well, I'm turning 16. And I said, well, let me ask you, do you have any money in the bank? Have you saved up? Do you have enough money for the down payment? Do you have enough to continue those payments? No. And I said, well, then why would you be getting a car? And he said, well, aren't you going to buy me one? And I said, no. And so basically it was like a reality check, but you know, it taught him a lesson. He had to go out and save money, and we made a deal with him that if he came up with the down payment for the car and could make the payments, we would cover the gas and insurance. But I did that with all three of my sons, that they all had to pay for their car by working and putting money aside and saving. And it taught them responsibility. And I think that's one of the most important gifts we as parents can do with our children is teach them the importance of money, how to save, not to go into debt. And, you know, fortunately for my children, I made them work during college and they graduated from college debt-free. And so these are the great kind of things that you can do as a parent or a grandparent and help your children or grandchildren get a great start on life.
Well, we're talking about gifts that keep on giving. We discussed a financial plan and how that can keep on giving, financially speaking, 529 plans, and even getting a child a book that can make a difference, really a huge difference in getting their mind in the right place when it comes to money. But, you know, another gift that keeps on giving that I think is totally appropriate for this program, Lifetime Planning, has to do with health. And it's a topic that we often discuss on this show. But Jim, if you don't mind, let's talk about a few of these. You know, one thing that struck me that I'd like to cover briefly, I've heard you mention the keto diet. And for listeners that may not know what that is, it's a low-carb, high-fat diet. Many folks just talk about the benefits of it. But, you know, I saw this meme on social media, and it's a kid talking to an adult, and the kid says, so you're telling me you can't eat a banana, but you can eat bacon? And that's one of the jokes about keto. So maybe we can kick off the discussion relating to health and gifts that relate to health, but starting with keto.
The keto diet is basically a high-fat diet, low-carb diet. And there's a great book. It's one of the best books, I think, on keto. It's called The Keto Diet, Your 30-Day Plan to Lose Weight, by Dr. Josh Axe, that's A-X-E. And you'll find there's a number of books out there on keto. We've interviewed quite a few of the authors. And if you've been listening to this program, we try to cover health issues. So we've had just about everybody. We've had the authors of the China study. We've had vegetarian, vegan, paleo, Mediterranean diet, you name it, we've had them on the program. There's two other books I'd like to recommend. And this is based on listener response. One is called How Not to Die by Dr. Michael Greger. That's Gregor. And it's basically about different kinds of diseases, how you combat that with diet programs, because everybody's a little different. I found, Chris, that, you know, I didn't do well on a vegetarian diet. It was just too many carbs and I was gaining weight. And I found I've done a lot better adaptively through keto. And also, I have one of my sons on it. He's lost quite a bit of weight. His wife has lost weight. They're doing well on it. And another book, and this is especially if you're into the vegetarian lifestyle, and that is The China Study by T. Colin Campbell. And that's spelled C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. And there's a new version of it. It's been updated. The other book I would recommend is The Blue Zones by Dan Buettner. And that is about the five areas of the world where people live to be over 100 years of age. And one of the common characteristics is their spiritual, a glass of red wine each night, also primarily a plant-based diet. So there are four books that will give you an idea. Maybe you can just go to Amazon, read the cover jacket, and decide which one may fit you, because everybody's body is a little different. People respond. Some people can do well with carbs, other people don't. And so these are some diet plans. You know, you're thinking about, it's probably not a good time to think now, you're getting ready into holidays. We just had Thanksgiving. You've got Christmas parties to go to, Christmas dinner and New Year's. But maybe when it's January and you're thinking, okay, my New Year's resolution this year, I'm getting into financial shape, I'm going to get into physical shape. These are some great ideas and some books you may want to consider reading. Go to Amazon. They usually give you a brief description of the book. In fact, I think on Amazon, you can actually read a chapter or two to just get an idea of flavor of the book and see if it's going to fit what you're looking for.
Yeah, I love that Amazon does that. You can usually skim a couple of different chapters to get a flavor of the book. And so we've covered a few different books, books for kids, books for adults. Now, there are some family members or friends that really aren't book readers, but in talking about health, I know that there's some exercise equipment, Jim, that you really love. Can you go over what maybe a couple of your favorite are?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. And this started for me a little over a year ago. I was reading the annual Bloomberg forecast for 2019. And in the back of it, there was an article on Silicon Valley gets into the health business. Now, you've seen this with wearable devices, watches, especially like Fitbit or the Apple Watch, which tracks your movements, your steps, your calories, tells you when to breathe, stand. Apple Watch with the heart rate, Fitbit the same. In fact, I think Google just bought Fitbit. But there are some exercise equipment that is coming out that is just state of the art. And what I really like about this equipment, it's very compact, especially if you don't have a lot of room for a home gym. And I'm going to talk about three or four pieces of equipment. I own three of them. One is called the Mirror. It was invented by a New York ballerina and her partner. They were professional ballerinas, and they also ran a fitness gyms in New York City. And when she got married and got pregnant with the child, she didn't have the time to do a lot of things, so she invented the mirror. And what the mirror is, it's just what it looks like. It's about 2 feet wide and about 4 feet high. It's a mirror that you hang on your wall, and you have a phone app. It'll take you through coaching, cardio, Pilates, yoga, bar, strength exercises. It comes with a heart monitoring device, straps, and then basically what you might want to get to go along with it is maybe a kettlebell and a few dumbbells. But basically, you pick the program, and they have all kinds of programs from beginners to people that are very strong, very flexible, and you press the program on your phone app. And then your instructor appears on the mirror and guides you through a workout, and you can see yourself, like I do yoga with a mirror, and you can see your instructor doing a yoga pose, and you can see yourself trying to mimic the pose to see if you're doing it correctly. And that's roughly about a $1,400 device, and they charge you roughly about $39 a month for a subscription rate. Another one, and this is probably one of my favorite, it's called the Tonal Gym. It was invented. In fact, you might want to go back in the Lifetime Planning archives. We actually interviewed the inventor of the Tonal, and it is basically, it looks like a vertical LED TV you hang on your wall. It's got two articulating arms, and it's electronic magnetic weights up to 200 pounds. And if you buy the ancillary equipment, there's a bench, there's a bar, there's a rope, there's a mat, and also like a roller that you can use. And it takes up very little space. It hangs on a wall, actually looks like a television. And it's a nice piece of equipment. And it has two articulating arms. If you're familiar with the free motion machine that you've seen in professional gyms, very similar to that with its articulating arms. It moves in alternate directions. And I'll tell you, the workouts are much tougher than on a weight machine, because you've got pressure in, like if you're doing curls, You have pressure not only going up with the curl, but also down. Same thing with lats, chest press. You can do almost everything you see at a professional gym. Now, it is a subscription service. It's about $49 a month. But I tell you, if there was one piece of gym equipment, it's what I would have. In terms of if you're looking for strength equipment, you don't need a big gym. It doesn't take up a lot of space. Hangs on the wall. Kind of looks kind of cool. It's a conversation piece. When you have it hanging on the wall, people are going to say, what's that? And so that's the Tonal. That's T-O-N-A-L. I want to talk about two other pieces of equipment that are fabulous. They've gained a cult following, and that's the Peloton bike and the Peloton tread. I think they
Before you do that, Jim, I'm curious, are you doing a commercial for Peloton?
Yes, Mary and I are going to do a commercial, and we're getting paid for it. No, but I'm serious. The one thing I like about the Peloton tread is it uses a belt ball bearing system, very similar to the very expensive Woodway treadmills that you see that the NFL practices on and professional sports teams use. Because it's easier on your feet. I was fortunate. I almost got the Peloton tread, but a friend of mine who started a basically weight equipment, it's actually hoist fitness equipment, told me about a used Woodway treadmill that was never used. It was bought by a famous celebrity. He bought three of them for his family, and turned out his wife didn't want a treadmill. She wanted an elliptical, so he sent it back, and I got it at a third of the cost. But a Peloton treadmill comes, I think that's a subscription for Peloton, is about $39 a month. It is a big fan base. I think they have 1 million people using their bikes. And it's a great, especially if you like spin classes, you need some motivation, you want to compete against everybody else. But the Peloton tread, if you're into treadmills, the Peloton bike. And then the final piece of equipment, which I absolutely love, if you've ever watched the, I think it's the HBO series House of Cards, the president's wife used a water rower. That's the name of the company, Water Rower, like a rowing machine. It actually has a little round tank that has water, and it has a spin that you go through it. Now, if you're into cardio, the nice thing about rowing is versus a bicycle or a treadmill, when you're using a rowing machine, you're using 85% of your muscles. It's not just your legs, it's your torso, it's your upper body, it's your arms, and you can get a complete workout. But a lot of these, I got mine on Amazon, so you can save quite a bit of money. Tonal, you have to deal directly with Tonal itself. And then the mirror is a separate equipment. But if you're looking these things up, there's plenty of videos of how they work. It'll blow you away. I mean, the Tonal, I've never seen anything like this. It's just amazing now that we've got high-tech companies moving into the health business. And then a final piece of equipment is for my good friends at Hoist. It's called the MI5. It's very similar to the Free Motion machine at a fraction of the cost. And it's a cable system that you can use with articulating arms that changes different directions. And what you'll find as you age, using a cable system, there's less friction. It's not as hard on your joints, and it takes up less space. So, Chris, these are just a couple other ideas. And one other one I'm going to throw out, because I'm a firm believer in this, and that is the Zona. That's Z-O-N-A. It's a handheld device that you use. You do isometric exercises 5 days a week, and what it'll do, it'll help you bring down your blood pressure. Since I started using it, I brought my blood pressure down 15 points. Actually, I brought my blood pressure down by 20 points with the combination of cardio in the Zona. And if you check on our website, we have a coupon that'll give you a discount off the Zona device. But if any of you are out there and you're dealing with high blood pressure, want to handle it, this is a great device. And what was amazing is this was created for fighter pilots. When they were going through these G-forces, a lot of times these pilots would black out. They came up with this kind of hard stick they would hold on to that would help them get through these G-turns that they would go through. And when they started medically testing these guys, all of their blood pressure dropped. And so it was turned into a medical device. And, you know, I swear by it because I've seen the results after 6 months. You know, when you bring your blood pressure down by 20 points, and I'm working with my cardiologist over the next 6 months to get completely off blood pressure medication. So a high recommendation for those things.
And by the way, for any of our listeners that may have interest in the Zona, that discount Jim referred to is $50 off of your purchase. And what you would do is just use the code Financial Sense. That's all one word, Financial Sense. Well, Jim, we've covered a few gifts that do keep on giving that our listeners can consider. We've talked about financial plans, 529 plans for kids to go to college. We've even mentioned some books, books for kids and books for adults, diets and exercise equipment, those gifts that can really help your friends and family this year.
Yeah, and if you want to get any more information, I'd be glad to answer your email. Just email us at Financial Sense, and I'll be glad to get back to you, especially whether it's gym equipment, it's the Zona, or some good books on dieting and health. Happy to respond back to you because we get a lot of requests. In fact, one of the greatest joys that we get is when we hear your success stories. I've gotten, oh gosh, Chris, we've gotten a ton of emails from people saying, hey, I brought my blood pressure down, I've lost weight, a number of things I've been able to do health-wise as a result of listening to guests on your program. So we love hearing that kind of feedback. So hopefully some of these things will help you for that favorite grandchild or your own children or even yourself or a spouse of thinking of a gift that will go on beyond the Christmas holidays. In the meantime, on behalf of Chris Prytower and myself, we'd like to thank you for joining us here on Lifetime Planning. Until you and I talk again, we hope you have a pleasant week.
The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the News Hour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.